Masechta Parak Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Shalom Pinchas Elisha Ben Yecheskel Shraga. This parak is all about various disqualifications that you have a para that is perfectly red and it's a para aduma and it's great, but there are things that disqualify it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, paras chatos hamu'uberes, a para aduma, what they call a paras chatos, a cow of purification that is pregnant. Kshera is kosher to be a para aduma because the unborn child, the fetus, is part of the body of the cow. However, chachamim poslim, the chachamim say it is possible and cannot be used as a para aduma. The fetus is not part of the body of the cow. It is invalidated because by carrying the fetus, that is doing work. That is considered avoda. And so as a result, according to the chachamim, then it cannot be used as a para aduma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eina Nilkachas Min Hagoyim. Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot buy a para aduma from non-Jews because they are suspected of, shall we say, interspecies romance with the para aduma. So we are afraid that if there's a suspicion that an idolater would have, shall we say, coupled with the para aduma, so that's considered to be invalid. Lewdness, idolatry, if it's worshipped as an idol, all of these invalidate the para aduma. But v'chachamim machshirim, the chachamim say, on the other hand, that you can totally buy a para aduma from a non-Jew, because even if somebody would do this with the animal would be rendered sterile by the fact that apparently the male human decided to be intimate with this cow. And so because the non-Jew doesn't want to have a sterile animal because it will be worth less, he won't take such a chance. Velozo bilvad, and not only this, but elakol karbanos hatzibur v'hayochid boin meha aretz u'michutz la'aretz. All karbanos, offerings that are used for the tzibur, for the community, or for the individual, can come from Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael. The commentators explain outside Eretz Yisrael, meaning that since outside Eretz Yisrael, most cows or animals in general are bought from non-Jews, then this shows that the Chachamim hold that all different types of karbanos can be bought from non-Jews. And Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, continues to disqualify all animals, including animals used for a karban tzibur, animals used for a karban yachid. So we see that their machlokas, this not only this, velozo bilvad, shows the machlokas continues on into other areas as well. Min ha-chadosh u-min ha-yoshan, all of the carbon minchas, the meal offerings, are allowed to be either new from chadosh or from old produce, except for chutz min ha-omer or shtei ha-lechem, except for the carbon omer, and the shtei halechem of Shavuos, which both of them, she'enan boyin elam min ha'chadosh min ha'aretz, both of them are restricted, it says in the Torah, to land in Eretz Yisrael and for chadosh tevua that came after Nisan, that is part of the new year of tevua, not after Nisan, after the beginning of Nisan. So this is the new chadosh of the new year. We know the karban omer and the shtei halechem have to come from new tevua in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah base, par shekarneho utzulofeho shechorim, a cow whose horns and hoofs are black. So the cow itself is a par aduma, it's red, but part of the horns and the hoofs are black. Then yagod, he can chop off the black part. Galgal ha'ayin, the eye socket, the hashinayim, teeth, the haloshon and the tongue, if they are black, in a poslim bapara, you don't have to cut them off because they don't render the cow pasul in these situations. The Tosefta says that's only if another para aduma is not available. Then, you know, we'll have to just make do with this one. The hananeses, a dwarf cow. We know that being a dwarf is a mum in a person, and if a kohen is a dwarf, he can't do the avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. But in a dwarf animal, that would not be the case. So if you have a mini cow, then kshera, the dwarf cow, is kosher as a para aduma. Hoisabo yabeles vachasocha. What if there was a wart on the cow and he cut it off? Rabbi Huda posel. Rabbi Huda says that this para cannot be a para aduma. It is posel. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol makom shenital velo hel lo makomo sei ar adom. If the place where it was removed from did not sprout red hair, then psula. But if red hair did sprout there, then it is considered kosher again. because the red hair that sprouted in the place where the wart used to be renders the wart to be a past tense. Now it's a complete kosher par aduma. Rabbi Huda, on the other hand, holds that the cow is imperfectly red. The hair that sprouts in the place of the wart is defective. It's not the original hair. And in fact, halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda that if there was a wart and he chopped it off, even if hair grows afterwards, that's still not good for a parah adumah.